Pine Strawberry Water Improvement District would like to call this meeting to order. This time, if we could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to do roll call.
Steve's here.
I'm here.
Roger Childers, present.
Larry Bagshaw, present.
Thomas Rusky, present.
Ray Hiddings, present.
Sharon Hillman, present.
George Gorkowski, present.
Jim Baldwin, present.
Nobody online.
Corian?
I do not see Corian.
Okay. Very good. If Corian shows up, our other board member who couldn't make the meeting today, but I do declare quorum. First motion would be to call for a motion to approve the minutes of the following meetings. September 22nd, regular meeting, which you have attached. So do I have a motion for that?
I motion to approve meetings, minute meeting for 22nd of September.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion on those? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes for the Thursday, September 22nd, 2022 are approved. Okay, we also want to look at, and do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the October 13th, 2022 special session?
Motion to approve meeting minutes on October 13th.
Okay, received by George. Second?
Second.
Sharon seconds.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I was not present for that meeting, so I'll abstain.
Okay. Any further discussion on those minutes that are attached here in draft form?
Oh, I was not. Also, I was not present for that meeting.
Okay. So, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
Abstain.
Carries to the stand. So approved. Okay, those who are present in the public, going forward, on our next meeting, you're going to find that we're going to put the public's comments right after this. So this way, you won't have to stay for all the reports. So I'm going to try to accommodate you there. We just received some training today from our attorney, Steve Wynn, who's weighing it on the end of the table. And
Mr. Chair, you can take those out of order if you
we
want.
We can push that one.
Okay, yeah. All right. So I guess, do we have anything then? Item six, general unscheduled comments from the public. So we do require that you fill out the blue card that's on the back table. So if there is anything that you have, anyone from the public in attendance here who have any comments?
Online.
Okay. All right. So then we'll move on to the reports to the board. The WIFA EUSI Program Manager, Mr. Paul Hendricks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. Pleasure to be here today. We have some good news in that Whispering Pines project, a couple thousand feet of pipe, Cool Pines A, 4,000 feet of pipe, Woodland Heights A, B, and C, 15,000 feet of pipe. All of those projects are approved by the funding agencies, and we'll be scheduling those to go out to bid. We expect that those will be advertised in November and early December, and we hope to open bids on those before Christmas. So that's great news. That'll be our first batch of major projects. We have several other projects that are in design. Another 3,800 feet of water line in White Oaks, Cedar Meadows, and then in the Portals area, Portals 1 and 2, about 1,800 feet of 6-inch water line for replacement in those. We're going to be asking Sunrise, who is our modeling consultant, to model a couple of areas of the system where we're planning to install the new deep well to be sure that we can get the water that's produced from that well into the system, whether we need storage or boosting, how much additional transmission line we might need to install. We do have good news regarding a potential site for the deep well, and we've talked with the design consultant and a couple of the contractors. There are several contractors which are now interested in that project and bidding that project. We think we're going to bid alternative approach to that well, using a different drilling technique that can reduce costs and allow them to get into a tighter site. Because of the good work of Sharon, we have the interim funding for all of these projects. As you know, and the public should know, the USDA funds are certainly great for the district, but they don't provide interim financing. So we have to finish the project. We're going to be using WIPA funds for those. And then when the project is done, then USDA funds kick in. The great thing about that is Sharon was able to get a 1% loan on that, and we have 3 years to get all of our planning and design done. We're expecting to prioritize some inspection and rehabilitation on several of our key wells in the system. As you know, we have a number of water share agreement wells, and we have a number of wells which we own, and we are establishing the priorities. This last summer, the district went out with a request for drilling services and well maintenance services, and now we can go directly to those companies and get quotations, be sure we have competitive pricing and good pricing, and move forward with issuing task orders for that work and be able to move through and get some of these wells rehabbed so that we get all the water possible from the wells that we own and the wells that are already in service to help us have enough supply to meet our demand. As we talked about in previous, we think that there may be a number of wells which we could bring online that have been taken offline for a number of years because people were concerned that there were septic tanks that were installed that might be too close to the well for those to be safe. And we're going to be utilizing some local septic service companies to locate those, because the county doesn't have very good records on where they actually are, and we want to make sure that those are in place and safe. We also have some good news, and we'll be bringing the K2 tank back online. We expect this week. They're just completing that work. That'll give us more storage in the Strawberry area. And we're still ongoing with evaluating long-term supplies. We have regular weekly meetings with the project team to look at medium and long-term supplies. And so we're really active in that. A number of months ago, the district approved a satellite imaging service under which a satellite would use high-quality imaging with certain filters and algorithms to actually be able to fly over our district and then record any areas that might have some leakage. The second phase of that project started this week, under which we call it boots on the ground. They have technician here working with the district staff and sounding and leak detection equipment. And the district manager and myself, Jim, we got a report this afternoon that, in fact, they have located some gallon per minute leaks in some of the work already. And they usually go through these areas and kind of, as the manager may talk a little bit later, get the base figured out and then go back over the areas. So as you know, we've had high leakage in the system, and it's important that you take care of your leaks by replacing the deficient lines, which we're doing with the major capital project. But also there are some lines that just have some incidental leaks. And the technology is new, but it's proven technology. And we'll be working with them over the next couple of weeks to be able to zero right in. So we're hoping to have good results in that regard, but this is only the second day and the person's just starting to get rolling, but initially it looks good. That's my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Jim?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Leak repairs this month remain steady. We've repaired 9 so far, with one being a 130-foot section of pipe that had multiple joints leaking. That was up in Strawberry. 364 man-hours were spent on repairs with an estimated 124,000 gallons lost. Our maintenance software is up and running, giving us the ability to keep records, maintenance done, labor hours, cost estimates. It's all on digital cloud-based platform. Hopefully it'll help cut down on the clutter and the paperwork and help us keep better records. The crew has worked diligently to prepare for the arrival of our leak investigation contractors at McKinnon Creed for the Estera project, the satellite flyover. This consists of cleaning out meter boxes, valve boxes, marking the water lines. The leak investigation technician will be working over the next 2 weeks, as Paul mentioned, to locate more leaks at various points of interest. We did get some praise from the amount of prep work we did for them, so they were very pleased with that. Tank rehab project at Strawberry Knolls, K2 is nearing completion. The contractors will be disinfecting the tank today. Once bacteriological samples are taken and come back negative, we'll return it back to normal service. A new diesel service truck was purchased this month. We're waiting for the utility bed to be installed, and it will be ready for pickup for the crew. Thank you.
And that's a 100,000 gallon tank at K2?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The 124,000 gallons of water loss, is that just like a one-time event, or will we regain that 124,000 next month, or what? I don't understand what that means.
That's estimated over all the leaks that we've repaired.
So if we have those repaired, we're 124,000 gallons ahead next month?
That's basically how much we feel that we've lost. So yes, we would recoup that next month. Okay. It wouldn't be leaking.
So that's good news.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we just got word this afternoon the truck is going to be delayed probably another week to a week and a half.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The truck is going to be delayed to be ready to pick up for a week to a week and a half.
How many leaks did Estera find from their flyovers?
39 points of interest that they'll be checking out.
Was those leaks right there part of the 39? Your item number one?
There's been some that are near the points of interest that they found that I think might have been residual or runoff from mountain slopes.
Okay.
But a lot of them are things we didn't even know about, so it's unknowns.
So as far as the public, if you're seeing any blue markings on the ground, any little blue whiskers, and even valves that are now exposed, I live off of Fossil Creek, and I drove down, I said, geez, I never saw that valve, and never saw that valve. It was like under this much dirt over the years that had washed over on those. So that was all the prep work that was done. So thank you, Jim, for having your crew take care of that as we prepare for this project. So it's a huge project. If we can recapture some of this 30, 40 million gallons of water loss, perhaps we're getting closer to lifting the moratorium, which is exciting. So that's my hope. Okay, well, thank you, Jim. Finance manager's report.
Well, Paul did the USDA update, so I'll skip that. worked a disbursement number 16 on the design loan fund with WIPA. We still haven't started any construction yet, but hopefully that's going to be soon. The draft audit report has been received and being reviewed. The district was also required to prepare a special audit for the federal government for the funds received through June 30th from the USDA. The fee for that audit will be reimbursed by USDA from our funding. The impact fees collected to date are in a separate bank account. It's come to our attention that it isn't necessary, and I'm going to be asking the board to approve transferring these funds into the operations account. We have them designated in the capital improvements budget for this year.
Thank you, Sharon. Mm-hmm. Treasurer's report, George.
All right. I conducted a review of all our bills, and there's no discrepancies discovered. We have the cash flow needs to meet our financial obligations. I have an item on the board today around developing a cost-benefit analysis sheet for capital equipment purchases that we'll discuss later, so I'm not going to go over that. I've included a graph on where we are in the operations budget, which is under budget at this time. And I've also included a graph of the capital project repair budget burning down and where it is at this point.
Good. Nice visual. Thank you. Okay. Treasurer's report?
That's the pages.
Oh, okay. That's what you covered.
It was it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's far.
Sorry. Okay, the chairman's report. As far as external communications, it's Stara who performed the flyover. Actually showed up and assisting with the boots on the ground. So I'm happy to hear that the work that the film crew has been doing, blue staking and identifying other areas, cleaning out meter boxes and so forth, they were pleased with. So that should assist him with everything else that he's going to do and get done, hopefully, in the 10 days. So good work on that. As far as support services committee, we continue to search for grants and forgivable loans with the infrastructure funds. Contacts have been made with political offices to request that information. I know Tom has been in contact with some of Senator Sinema's folks and seem to be moving ahead, but with all of it, I think there was so much advertisement about it, it's just not ready yet. It's not there. So we continue. We're hoping to kind of get in line and at least have our name in front of them when the funding does come about. And again, as we've spoken, really looking for grants or forgivable loans. We cannot afford any additional loans. We are kind of maxed out as a district. So unless it's grants or forgivable loans, we won't be able to pursue any more money. So we're hopeful that we will have some money that we can fund. Tom has done quite a bit of work on researching the C.C. Cragen water source. Actually, him and a few of the folks here today made a trip to Payson, looked at the interconnect and so forth, and we'll be talking a little bit further in regular session on what our next step with that is. As far as engineering planning meetings, I've attended all of the October meetings. So it's always a busy day. Every Thursday we meet to discuss where we are, and we have all of our engineers online where we discuss with them what their progress is toward what they need to accomplish. The claim with APS, due to the power outage and incident that we had, as the power came back on, it actually caused a power surge. We submitted a claim for all the equipment lost. They denied the claim, came back and said it was an act of nature. So, sorry. As well, then protect your crows from getting into the substation. Mm-hmm. I guess they sat on one of the power points and got electrocuted and knocked the system up. We need to look at ways to protect the equipment and encourage APS to protect transformer stations to the entry of wildlife, as was the case in this outage. Also, a list of wells has been developed for deepening, confirming current depths, flow, and encroachments to septic. As Jim had mentioned, and even Paul, we do have some areas where the septic, and it's the total system, not just the septic tank, but the entire systems, that we have to ensure that they're within 100 foot of the well. This list will also contain equipment at the sites to make sure we have a proper inventory to be maintained. KP Ventures from Cottonwood has visited some of our well sites and has submitted findings and recommendations. They've done videos of some of our wells, and it's been helpful. And they seem to be a very reputable and easy organization to work with. The district has also reached a purchase agreement with the Oneida State and is proceeding with the purchase after a final review. We're also reviewing all the district's well shares and discussing whether we should entertain purchasing them. So again, we'll look at the cost. As far as training, the staff continues to study and prepare for water distribution certificates. Perhaps, Jim, maybe next meeting you can get us up to date on where we are with who's pursuing that and where they are in the process.
We just signed someone up.
Sure.
So
good. Open meeting law training was actually conducted today by our board attorney, Steve Wayne. It was very enlightening, and some recommendations as to how we may approach further meetings to be in accordance with the open meeting law. As far as moratorium update, again, had that on the last session, just to reiterate, continues to have questions on what new water service is, so we've defined that. Any property or home that's never received water is new water service. Also, any property or home that's not received water from the district for a period of exceeding 1 year will be considered new water service. Again, property and homeowners who have never received water service from the district, or for those who have not received water for a period exceeding 1 year and requesting service, will be placed on the moratorium waiting list with a priority of the date the request was made. Okay, the moratorium was enacted on March 25th, 2021, and it's the date that the application received by the office is the date of application, not the date it was filled out. Because we found that we've received some that had been filled out months prior, but never sent in to get processed. So after that date, it will be placed on the moratorium list. So that's all I have for my update. Okay.
So I think you need to go back to 5E, previous page.
About 5-2E session.
5E, Larry.
7.
Okay, I'm sorry, secretary's report.
None.
Okay. I knew that. That's why I kind of jumped over. I'm sorry, Larry. Well, Becky, how about you? Okay.
It's 7-1.
Okay. 7-1. Okay. And Tom, did you have any additional professional services?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so I have four categories under professional services that I've been working on. IT, insurance, CC Cragen, actually three, and then one other comment. So IT, we're looking into perhaps changing our IT services firm. The conclusion internally is that we're not getting the best service that we had expected we should be receiving from our contract. So I'm doing the investigation, and we'll be out looking for another IT services firm to consider interviewing. I expect 2 to 4 months before I'll be able to report back any more information on that. I'm just starting that. Professional insurance for the district. Once again, another firm that we felt was not providing us with the service that we needed as an entity. And so we went out and found a firm in Mesa that is very interested in our business. And I believe Sharon just sent the loss runs to that insurance firm. And they are in the process now of quoting to us insurance going forward. I forget the start date. It's first of the
January.
Year? January 1. So we will be changing to another insurance agency on January 1st of next year. So in another 2 to 4 weeks, hopefully have some more information to provide to you. But that's moving forward very well. Regarding CC Cragen and water services, just one side note before I get into that. Channel 12 has asked for somebody here in the Water District to speak with them, do an interview. We're not quite sure what for yet, but I got volunteered to speak with them if I so desire. So I'll be talking with the Channel 12 reporter probably tomorrow to find out what he's really looking for in terms of an interview. I haven't made my mind up whether I'll give him an interview or not, but I want to get at least an idea of what he's looking for and where he's coming from. And lastly, regarding C.C. Cragen, I have not given a report year to date on that. I had it all typed out, and then I fell ill and was unable to provide it to you, so I'll give it to you this evening. So the C.C. Cragen has, well, in terms of water problems for the district, we have a short-term and a long-term issues to deal with. Short-term is what we've been talking about so far, which is finding all our leaks and getting those repaired and getting out of the moratorium. Long-term, 10 to 30 years of water is a long-term objective, which I've been assigned by our chairman to start looking into, which is the C.C. Cragen Reservoir, which has somewhere between 300 and 400 acre feet of water that is available to us as a community. And the process of getting that water is probably a 10-year journey, at least a 10-year journey for us starting today. And we're just taking our first steps. June of this past year, we had a phone call with SRP and their legal counsel to discuss this opportunity. We are under non-disclosure, so I can't discuss what was discussed in that meeting, other than to say we met with them for probably an hour, I think, something like that was the length of our phone call. I've started a program to reach out to Senator Sinema's office to at least get the Pie and Strawberry name in front of them as a on a national basis. And actually, they've been very kind to us, and we've had several discussions with Senator Sinema's office. We reached out to Senator Kelly's office, and they only recently got back to us, and we haven't closed that loop yet. On Thursday, October 11th, I met with the town of Payson, Mr. Tanner Henry, to discuss how they went about getting their pipeline for the town of Payson. And he was very helpful, a wealth of knowledge, and gave us a lot of information about what their costs were and how to go about getting this 10-year program completed. In fact, just today, we had a field trip hosted by the town of Payson out to the pipeline up on the control road. And turns out, which you guys don't know this yet, there is not a turnout on the pipeline up there. It is strictly a pipeline with an elbow in it. That's not a big deal long term. That can be, you can put a turnout in there. But there is no turnout out there like we're told. Nonetheless, at the meeting up on the control road, up on the top of the hill over here, our engineering firm, Sunrise Engineering, was there. The Forest Service was there. And they gave us some good input as to what we need to prepare going forward in this 10-year journey, and it will be that long. The Forest Service told us where the roadblocks are that we need to kick down as we, with the Forest Service, that is, as we progress down this road. And the last thing that I did was I contacted Sunrise Engineering and asked them to put together a engineer's estimate, which would be somewhere around a 20 to 40 page document of what they believe the costs will be for us building a pipeline from up on the control road down here, including a water treatment plant and a waste treatment stream. And that'll be item 8.2 this evening for approval of that proposal from them to begin that work. It's the first step in 1,000 steps we got to take for this 10-year plan, but it is the first step. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Well, thank you. And again, I appreciate all the work and the effort put into that. And I know the community, since I've been a part of this board, it continues to ask, well, what about C.C. Cragen? I see stuff out on Facebook and everywhere else. I don't respond to any of those comments, but we're going forward, we're doing our due diligence.
Right.
And again, at the end of the day, The question's going to be, can we afford it? And if so, where's the money going to come from? So we're hoping with this infrastructure bill that perhaps we can find some monies there. So thank you, Mr. Reske, for all your work on that project.
Corey is not mine.
Okay. Welcome, Corey. All right.
Thank you very much. I had to press the button. Thank you.
Okay. I'll put your name down as attendant.
I think we can just pull this one from the agenda.
Okay. Do I need to mention it?
No, I think we'll just... How do we just remove something from the...
For old business?
Just say we're not going to...
Yeah. We had an old business regarding moratorium. We've found further information. I've contacted the individual, and that should be complete. That item. Okay, next item would be to discuss and take possible action regarding or requiring cost-benefit analysis. So, George, I believe that's yours.
Yeah. I'm asking the board to make a change to Section 9.2 of our AXI, which is basically our purchasing laws, or I guess purchasing laws, but
rules.
To require that we do cost-benefit analysis. The board gets a lot of, especially Ray, gets a lot of requests for capital equipment purchases, and in some cases it makes total sense, and in some cases we really don't understand if it's just a simple replacement or if it's something new that will provide some sort of benefit, to actually financial benefit, and don't you do something quicker, you do it faster. And what I'm asking is to amend Section 92 so that it requires, when they ask for any sort of capital equipment over $9,999, that they provide the reasoning for it, whether it be a replacement because it broke or it's too old, or if it's a new piece of equipment that is going to save time and effort for the workforce, what is that savings? That way we have a better handle on that we're buying the right stuff, and it's actually something that we can use and benefits the Pine Strawberry Water Improvement District. It really, we've been doing it kind of informally. This is just making it more formal and asking us to keep a record so that 5 years from now, if we say, hey, why did we buy this? We'll have an idea of why we spent that money. And we actually did our due diligence to say, yes, it makes sense. And right now we do it with notes, notes on paperwork and stuff, but that gets cut tossed away. So what I'm really asking for is just a change to that, an amendment to that purchasing rule.
Is there any time that it's an emergency type of situation that would maybe cause us to forego this? I mean, I'm just trying to think of what would come up if we really need it.
Well, we're not talking supplies, we're talking equipment. So, okay. I mean, if a pipe breaks, it isn't counted in this.
Okay.
This is purchasing capital equipment. So whether it's a replacement or new. So I haven't anticipated any, but.
Okay.
Well, this is goods or services. It's saying need for goods or services.
Oh, that's the original lines. I didn't remove it.
Oh,
I just added to the bottom of it. If you notice, that's...
Okay.
And I just added an amendment that is specific for capital equipment.
Okay.
Okay. So the recommendation is to have someone make a motion to accept the changes.
And the second page is that I actually created a cost-benefit analysis worksheet that we could use as a template for now. We might want to change it as we go forward, but it basically covers whether or not it's a replacement, and if it's not, how much time it's going to save man-hour-wise, and or in certain cases, like with the saw for the cutting the asphalt, it actually, that purchase service wasn't needed anymore to bring someone in. We did it ourselves, so. I'm not looking for a book.
Well, it changes the book.
Yeah. Plus, what ends up happening is either Ray or myself or whoever, I have to go back and talk to five people to find out why you need it, what's going on. it brings all that information up. It actually should streamline everything if we do it right.
So for the most part, this is what Jim would use, or if we need to buy a new server, this is what Sharon would put together?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it gives us a general, you know, a truck gets old, needs to be replaced. Well, yeah. Jim's like, we spent this much money on it. You know, it's got 55 million miles on it.
Yeah.
You know, wheels are falling off, you know, just so we have an idea why it needs to be replaced.
Okay.
Not because the seat's dirty.
If we adopt this, and I don't see any reason why not, we probably ought to have a form number on this so this is filed away on the server under forms and a name and a number and a revision date on it.
Sure.
Right.
Sure. I agree. At the time, I didn't know what the form number would be, so I didn't put it on there.
Do we have forms listed on the server and numbered by category or anything like that?
In various areas. Depends on if they're employment forms or customer service forms, or they're listed that way.
If you would like, we can conditionally accept with the idea that I will add the form number on the actual section 9.2 so it references it. I noticed I didn't do that.
With a revision date?
Yeah.
Please, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to make a
motion? Oh, do I have to make a motion? I'm sorry. Can I make a motion to accept this?
With the changes.
With the changes.
I second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Opposed? No opposition? The motion is approved. Thank you, George. Mr. Steve, I missed the district attorney's report. I missed your report.
That's
I jumped over you.
Oh, it's fine. No
worries. I apologize.
It's going to be very brief.
Okay.
So there's just a couple things that, as the attorney, have done over the last couple weeks. One of them was the open meeting law training, and the good news is that was more of a refresher than a new issues that are being raised, so that's good. I did have recently a discussion with an attorney for a landowner here whose home burned down during an ABS brownout. They've requested some public documents that they want from the district, and I said, sure, just send me a compliance and we'll get that taken care of. Other than that, there was an acquisition of property for the deep wells is still in play. It looks like that's moving forward, so those are all good signs. And finally, I think the moratorium issues have all settled out and they're straight, and people understand, for better or worse, may not like it, but at least they understand what it is and how the rules are going to be applied. So that's it.
Very good. Well, thank you. Appreciate working for you and the information provided.
Yeah. I do want to just make one note. I don't think we ever moved for authorization for the engineering that we were talking about from Sunrise Engineering.
That's next item. That's coming up.
Okay. I didn't have the agenda. I wanted to make sure we were there. Okay.
That's coming up.
All right. I thought we talked about it. Good.
Yep.
Good. We're on board.
Yep.
Thank you.
So we have 8-1. It's actually after that. So new business. 8-1 will be to discuss and take possible action regarding closing the impact fee account. Sharon?
Yeah. We've maintained the impact fee account since 2009. Recently, the district was made aware that this process is only for cities and towns, so the fee has been changed to hookup fee in our rate schedule. Therefore, there is no need to keep a separate account for these fees. All fees on the rate schedule and other customer deposits can be deposited into the operations. This account is $176,358 and is included in the capital projects budget. I requested a form from the bank we don't have checks on this account, so I've requested a form from the bank to authorize the chairman or vice chairman to sign this transfer document. so we can close out that impact fee account to operations. And I'm just waiting for the form.
So is a motion to proceed, or we're just going
yeah.
forward?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, okay. Is there any legal issue associated with doing what we're doing? No problem?
Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I know we had worked with Steve on regarding what we call all these.
Right, that was really where I was going.
We covered that a few months ago, so yes. Okay. Yeah, good.
Okay, I second the motion.
Second? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried and approved. Thank you, Sharon. Mm-hmm. Item agenda 8.2. Tom.
Mr. Chairman, as I mentioned a few moments ago in my professional service report, went out to Sunrise Engineering and asked them to produce a proposal for us for doing a preliminary engineering report. It's a task order that would essentially create a document for us that will give us a starting point for engineering costs, procedures, plans. It's not doing the work, it's purely a recommendation document that gives us guidelines on how to proceed and what should our expectations be going forward as to what the cost will be for this. And Sunrise Engineering came back with a proposal, and you have it in your packet with everything that they're going to include in it. I've had some email discussions with them, a couple more things I wanted added, and they have agreed to, they're very minor, at no additional costs, give us the additional information I requested. I have that email if you wish to see it, but the point is it's no additional cost. And they have agreed to create this preliminary engineering report in the amount of $15,000, lead time of about 3 months to complete the document. There'll be a 90% review along the way, one review at 90% prior to them finalizing and putting the document into production. I've asked for 10 hard copies of the document so we can use it for board purposes and any other purpose we want to use it for. So, having said that, I'd like to make a motion to approve the acquisition of this preliminary engineering report for C.C. Cragen Water Source Project Study in the amount of $15,000.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
I guess something just came to mind.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do too. I have, so go ahead.
I take it when they do this report, they're going to be giving us costs, right?
Yes, they are.
Will we be able to separate out costs that we're currently under an NDA with Salt River Project from these costs? Because if they report it out, we have to give it to them.
So the costs associated with SRP's costs were given to us by the town of Payson. We already know what those costs are. And so we're going to extrapolate if town of Payson, this is a public document that town of Payson provided to me, a spreadsheet. If town of Payson costs were $80,000, for SRP, we know we can extrapolate out that since we're going to be taking 20% of what, I'm making these numbers up, right? We're going to take 20% of what Payson was back then, 10 years ago, then the number is, $14,000. I'm just making these numbers up. But we already have Payson's numbers, so we can use that as our guideline, and Sunrise will use Payson's numbers as a guideline as well. So that they will say, since Payson paid this much, you guys can expect to pay this much.
Okay, but the point I was making, though, we're under an NDA. If those costs turn out to be exactly the same, I guess this goes to you.
I'll fill this question. Thank you. What we probably will end up doing before the draft is finalized and released to the public, we'll run it by SRP and say, let's make sure that there's nothing in here that you would find objectionable, just to make sure that we're in compliance with the NDA, so it's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, the spreadsheet I got was in the public domain, so, but yeah, that's a good suggestion then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know we've worked with Sunrise, mm-hmm. and I haven't always been happy with their performance and holding to dates of when they commit. And I know we've talked about maybe future contracts or agreements that we sign up with, that maybe with some sort of penalty if they can't meet the agreed upon date. Because I think they tend to kind of, oh, well, they don't need it yet. And then it just goes on and on and on. I think we should have been doing some of these projects months ago, years ago, and here we are. Still in the spring was the plan, and here we are still not even ready. Probably won't be ready now till next spring. So I might just suggest that you put some type of maybe caveat in there or piece that, you know, we're going to expect this within 90 days. I heard you say something about 3 months.
I have to go back through my emails, but it was like, okay. I think he said March, he would have the document completed and to us.
I mean, I know I've shared that concern with when we have our weekly meetings with them, but and they always, well, okay, but I think maybe if we have something already, and then they just reduce their price by 10% every month or later or something. I don't, you can be creative on how we hold them.
Let me give that some thought.
Okay, how we hold their feet to the fire.
They obviously they would not have considered that in their $15,000 price. I mean, having been on that side of the table, if I knew that was coming, my price would have been $17,000, right?
Okay.
But I'll give us some consideration. We'll chat some more.
At least I mentioned to them.
Yeah.
You know, that, hey, look, we're going to hold you to this. In the past, we haven't held you to when you've committed, because every week I keep saying, yeah, we're going to have that to you by next week. Next week, come and go. Yeah, we have nothing.
Well, the other thing I can say to you as well, I used to do this for a business, not exactly what they did, mm-hmm. but being in their position, I know how to talk to them and say, come on, guys, don't blow smoke up my skirt. I know what you're doing. I want this done by Friday, right? Okay. And I think I'll get some attention. That's all I can say. But I will give you your comments consideration. How's that?
All right. So do we have a motion?
I'd like to second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
No opposition? Motion approved. Thank you, Tom. We proceed. Appreciate all your work
thank
on
you.
That project.
You'll sign that document, though, right?
Yes.
Or do you want me to? You do? Okay, thank you.
I've got it right here.
Okay. All right. The next item on the agenda is to discuss and take possible action regarding opening the meeting with prayer after the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Bagshaw.
Okay, in the past, we have opened a meeting with prayer at the request of a former chairman. We've removed that from the agenda, and I'd like a formal vote by the board on whether we want to leave that out of the agenda, or whether we should have an opening prayer.
I think regarding some discussion, we had it briefly, you know, I mentioned it to Steve. I think one of the concerns that was brought to my attention was with prayer, and typically it's Christian associated, are we violating any laws regarding any other types of religious faith? And I think after talking to Steve and discussing it, also reading another article, Steve, would you have any comment on that?
Sure. Generally, I think the law is, and I'm all subject to check, but just to verify it, you know, prayers are before a meeting or after a meeting, as long as they're not compulsory and they're not, you know, how would you say it, being exclusive to one religion, you can do it. So, you know, you can't prohibit, you know, prayers from any other, and it can just be a moment of silence. So however you want to proceed on that, that's fine. It's not prohibited. But it, you know, you just can't be discriminatory, and you can't compel. So there you go.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Yeah.
So when I saw that on the agenda this morning, I was inquisitive, so I did some research on the internet for what that's worth. And you're correct, based on what I found. The Supreme Court decided in 1971 that it was perfectly legal to do prayer at a public meeting based on a criterion. And they actually laid out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 8 criterion that you really need to follow in order to have a prayer that does not violate the true meaning of what the Supreme Court decided upon. Overall, whoever wrote this article made the comment that while it's not illegal, they said the one option to consider is holding a moment of silence before each meeting, which you, I think you just brought up, which I certainly don't want to find ourselves 2 years from down the road, this board changes, and we find somebody drifting off into an area that is outside the Supreme Court guidelines as to how the prayer should and should not, what words should or should not be used in a prayer. So while I don't have a problem with it, I would like to suggest that maybe a moment of silence that is really the better way to do it, so we don't find ourselves down in the weeds 2 to 5 years from now.
Could you just touch on those topics quickly? Just
certainly.
Brief overview?
Yeah. Yeah. So the Supreme Court laid out a very divided U.S. Supreme Court made the decision 5-4, permissible in the following situations. A town board invited religious leaders. A town board may invite religious leaders in the community to serve a term saying the opening prayer. All religious leaders were volunteers and none were to be paid. Even though most of the prayer leaders were Christian, it was okay because the town had a predominantly Christian church. You made that comment. Court held that the town did not have to go outside of its boundaries to get prayer leaders from other religions. Anyone was allowed to volunteer to do the prayer, including lay people and atheists. I'm paraphrasing some of this because it's lengthy. The board did not interfere with the contents of the prayers. As long as the board did not interfere with the contents of the prayer and let the prayer giver say his or her own prayer according to his or her own belief system. Prayers were not reviewed or vetted in advance. So they were, you didn't really know what the person was going to say.
Extemporaneous.
They were extemporaneous. While a number of prayers did invoke the name of Jesus, the Heavenly Father, or the Holy Spirit, they also invoked universal themes celebrating the changing seasons or calling for a spirit of cooperation among town leaders. Over time, the Supreme Court did not want to denigrate any religions or promote or proselytize one religion over another. That's possibly, you know, you go down into the weeds. And lastly, point Steve brought up, meeting attendees were not compelled to engage in religious observance of the prayer. Prayer was for the board members, not the attendees. Okay, so it's not mandatory, but yeah, there's a lot of guidelines they put forth that they essentially they say be cognizant of them. So once again, my thought is we're going to do this, just do a moment of silence. That way, we don't enter into the weeds where we could be in trouble.
And I guess Steve, your comment to that.
This is where you vote.
Okay.
I mean, it is, said what it is, you know. Right. We said the same thing.
Yeah.
So do you want to have a moment of silence or do you want to have a prayer?
So we have two separate votes here then.
Pick one.
Well, you have one.
What?
Well, I move that we have prayer.
Okay. Have a second.
We have a second.
I said, do we have a second?
Yeah, do we have a second?
Motion fails.
So motion fails for like a second. So somebody move for a moment of silence.
Do we have a motion for a moment of silence?
I motion.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Any further discussion on the moment of silence? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. And a moment of silence will be. Okay, Larry, discuss and take possible action regarding the rescheduling the November meeting as the fourth Thursday of the month of November is Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
What have we done in the past with that?
Well, we discussed that possibility, and I don't know when we want to reschedule it, but I think we need to reschedule.
Okay.
Last year we moved it to December 2nd, I believe.
We did move it because we had several
things.
And
then we didn't have a December meeting.
Yeah, then we didn't have a December meeting. We just combined the two of them because we had several issues that we needed to vote on at that period of time.
Right, we're going to have the same problem with Christmas then, right?
What's that first Thursday?
The fourth Thursday in December is the 22nd, before Christmas. Okay.
That would be during the holiday, so maybe we just do the same thing and go...
First
Thursday of December would be the first.
That'd have to be the November and the December meeting. What date is that?
December 1st. That's the first day.
It's the first.
I make a motion to move the Thanksgiving meeting to December 1st.
Okay.
And that'd also be the December meeting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I second that.
Any further discussion? All in favor to move the November meeting to December 1st and have the December 1st meeting also be our December meeting? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? No opposition. Motion carried. So the November meeting will be held December 1st, and that will also be the December's meeting.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have a snow day.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
What?
So moved.
And I understood that we don't have to have a motion to adjourn, but we will since we have it on here. But my training today informed me that we can just adjourn. So but we today have it on, so I have a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Meeting adjourned.
We're done here.
Thank you.